Right now, though, we're about to be at our best because we have got Cobra strapped in to the wireless, and he is traipsing through the wild. Cobra, do you have us?
I do. Do you have me? Am I scratchy at all?
You're a little scratchy.
Okay.
We can fight through it. Go ahead.
Now, the reason we're on the wireless is because right here at the American Airlines Center, right next to our broadcast site. How you doing, buddy? Muse, the rock band Muse, plays here at the AAC very, very soon. Now, you guys, ladies, come over here for just a second, if you will. Because you all look like you have something in common here. A couple things in common. You all are? Okay, well, hang on one sec. So, I'm talking to the ladies, Mike, that we saw wearing the T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You want to describe them? Because they're right in front of me.
Why don't you describe them?
Go ahead,
Since
Mike.
You're right there.
Go ahead. We're trying to describe your T-shirts, ladies. Are these homemade T-shirts?
I came up with the design, I guess.
You did?
It's Texas Hearts Muse.
Texas Hearts Muse. Now, you guys, there's four of you here. You're all big, big Muse fans.
Yes. Yes.
See what he did there? These women are enormous.
Yeah. Some people might be fans longer, but yeah. We're hardcore.
You guys are hardcore? Okay, so what year did you start listening?
2008.
Okay, well, then, you know they've been around for like almost 20 years.
I feel horrible.
You just got into them, though.
It was probably lunch. That's why you feel bad.
Yes, Twilight got us into Muse. Don't kill me about it.
Okay, now I got a couple of emails saying that yeah, this is a big Twilight. This is on the Twilight CD, and this is how you guys became exposed to the band.
Yeah, we heard the song during the movie. We're like, oh my gosh, that song is awesome.
It wasn't one song. It's like all of their music turned us.
After that,
so did you just buy that album, or did you guys go back catalog and now you own it all?
Yeah, everything.
Did it turn them, or did it turn them out?
What?
Okay, now, are you guys... Okay, they're getting ready to go in there real quick. So, real quick, are you all related?
Yeah, we're all sisters.
All of you are sisters?
How old
are you? Oh, my God.
What'd you have for lunch?
Okay, where'd y'all eat lunch?
A food truck.
The food truck.
Did you eat the entire truck?
Now, let me ask you guys this. What's your last name?
Gonzalez.
Okay, that's kind of generic.
I'm one of you!
First off, I am one of you.
Woohoo! Mexican? Muser.
I'm a Mexican muser, yes. Is it big in the Latina community, if you will, Muse, or are you guys kind of anomalies?
I didn't think it was, but we met some people that came from Cancun in Houston yesterday, so I'm guessing, yeah.
So I'm looking at the line here, and there seems to be quite a few of you.
Woo, brown power.
Yes,
ask her if their fans are called musers.
Go, they had to run away.
Are their fans called musers?
That's a good question.
She
I'm
just
not
said
aware.
That. We're
How
musers.
Hey, let's talk to her.
Hey, now.
Grab her, Kyle. Real quick. Not the dude. We're having to grab people. Madam. Sweetie.
Sweetheart.
Real quick.
Really
quick.
Bitch.
Really quick. Really quick. Come on over here. Is this your husband here?
Co-worker.
Oh, co-worker. Okay. Well,
lovers.
No big deal.
Lovers.
You guys
lovers?
Ever do it?
Are you going to the Muse show?
No, I'm not.
What are you doing here? You're going to get drunk, aren't you?
Of course.
You're going over here to Shooters or something like that, aren't you?
Hot, red-handed.
Okay. You don't have to work or anything? Where do you work around here, obviously?
Yes.
In this building with me?
Yes.
Do you know who what we're doing here? Do you know who this radio station is?
Yes.
What is it?
The Ticket?
Yes, it is. Who's your favorite Ticket member? Like Charlie?
Charlie?
I listen to Bad Radio.
Okay, so who's your favorite one then? The black guy?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, why?
He's funny.
You ever dated one?
No.
I mean, a member of Bad Radio.
No.
You're really a black guy, weren't you? God, you are racist.
Yes, I am from Burleson, so.
Oh, you are from Burleson?
Who is this?
What's your name?
Carly.
Carly, who do you work for? Do you work for Perot
gonna,
Group or something
you're
like that?
Fired.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm going to be fired.
You work for the Perot Group?
No.
Who?
She
you work for Cumulus?
Us?
You work for us? Right? Oh, son of a bitch.
What does she do?
What do you do?
Sales.
For who?
WBAP?
93.
Oh, 93, okay. All right, well, carry on. I don't want to get really, red flag with you or anything. All right, good luck. I don't know who that is, but...
Bottom.
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 Fifth floor?
I guess so. Must be, right?
Blanchik?
Yeah, Blanchik.
That's fourth floor.
What's her name?
That's,
Carly.
Carly?
That ain't bad.
I don't know her.
No, it's kind of rackalicious. Okay. Now, again, the line around the, around the AAC is, it is wrapped all the way back around. Like, to the, what would that be? The, west side. It wraps all the way around. So, Kyle, go grab a couple. Go grab that desperately seeking Susan looking chick right over there. Looks like Madonna in 1984 with the glasses on and the hat.
So hot.
Tell her to come over here. Now, we're running the risk. So
you need to get closer to us because you're scratchy.
Okay, we're running the risk of underage. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I need you guys to keep it down. I need you guys to be mature. Okay?
Me too.
You too, Jake. Just get a couple of them, Kyle.
Hey, I'm going to do my thing, man.
Oh, here come the cops. And they are pissed.
What? No, they're not.
They are too.
Look at them.
There are three of them.
Okay, not only does Muse seem to have a big Latino crowd, Asians too.
It's Twilight.
What a melting pot.
It's all Twilight.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
What's your name?
I'm Rose.
Rose, what's your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, okay. How old are you guys?
I'm 16.
Okay. You're 17? Okay, you're much older. I'd like to talk to you first. How are you guys exposed to Muse?
Well, I found out about them like 3 years ago.
Via what movie?
Twilight. I'm sorry. I don't like it anymore. It was a mistake. I don't even like that song anymore, but...
Okay, so do you think the majority of people, especially chicks in this line or in this building, were exposed to Muse by vampires and werewolves?
Probably, I think so.
I don't know, because there's
or maybe
really
hardcore-looking girls over there.
Yeah.
What do you mean by hardcore?
Like, you know, like holes and gauges and holes in their pants, and then they like got like,
yeah.
It's like scary.
Some people, yeah, and then some people
more of a brownish skin.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah.
I don't know. Don't I just say yeah all the time, so I don't know.
Okay, so did you go back and purchase the back catalog after you listened to that one song and fell in love?
What is back catalog?
Exactly. They didn't.
By their albums previous to the Twilight record?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what an album is?
I know what an album is. I have to process things. I'm not that quick-witted. But, yeah, I bought their album, and then I saw them in Fort Worth Convention Center in 2010.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
Here, you guys move, like, 10 feet closer here, because I'm breaking up over here. Okay, so... What's the last actual CD that you guys bought?
Oh, I bought one. Was it yesterday?
So kids still buy CDs?
So you still buy CDs?
Yeah, I buy CDs all the time.
What about you?
From time to time, I suppose.
Not very often?
No, I mean like...
Is the first piece of music that you guys actually bought, was it a CD or was it a download? Do you remember like the first time you loaded your iPod or whatever?
Yeah, NSYNC. It was a CD.
NSYNC?
Yeah.
Are you sure of that?
Well... I don't know. I was before I put it on my iPod, but I was like 5.
Okay, so you're probably not into them anymore.
I mean, they got some good tunes.
Like you would still go back and listen to NSYNC? You're not completely ashamed by that?
No, I'm not at all ashamed.
Like they're actually talented. They can sing very good. They can dance. They write a lot of their own music.
You guys got boyfriends?
That's a negator, but
negator.
How about you?
Nopey doodle.
Okay, that's probably smart. Nopey doodle. Where do you guys go to high school?
Nopey doodle.
Rockwall High School.
Oh, you're Rockwallians. Okay.
You guys... Matt McLaren?
Probably.
Sorry, I'm hearing something funny in my headset here. Have you guys ever heard of
lesbians?
The Ticket?
Yeah, my dad listens to it.
Are they lesbians?
Oh, your dad. You want to give a shout out to
Mike,
your dad?
They're 16.
Shout out to my dad.
Like, what's his name?
His name's Frank Ford.
Frank, okay. All right. No, I don't know.
Frank Ford?
I'm hearing questions.
The comedian?
I think they're too young to actually... be lesbians, right?
Ask her if her
yeah,
dad's
no, we're
Frank
not lesbians.
Ford, the comedian.
We have deep voices, like I can go like this, but we're not lesbians.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very
yeah.
much
a lot of people
fan
do
of the
guys.
Because we've been friends for like 10 years, so everyone's like, are you lesbians? No.
Say that, but
you could tell, like, they look at us, like, sometimes we're like, hey, what's up? And they're like, oh.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong
No, I mean,
that.
You know, I mean, equality and
ever
whatnot,
tried it?
But,
I mean,
Michael,
tried it?
They're 16.
Yeah,
you look like some sort of, and this is a compliment. This is
Ziggs.
Desperately Seeking Susan phase. Are you familiar with that Madonna movie from 1984? Are you familiar with the year 1984? Did you know it existed?
I read the book.
Do they know who Madonna is?
Your favorite Madonna song?
I can only think of Like a Virgin, but there's No, I don't know.
Okay, would that describe you?
That is a very uncomfortable question.
Yes, it is, from a 40-year-old.
God.
Get away from them before you get arrested.
All right, you guys move on. Move on. Go have fun tonight. Tear it up.
You're a creep. You know that?
Yeah.
Well,
you're worse than Adam.
Pervert.
You have to make sure. I just want to make sure.
That's none of your business. They're teenagers.
There's a lot of things that aren't my business. You?
Their whole life is still ahead of them, Corby.
And there you are ruining
it. Of that.
Right.
Okay, Frank is the one that is my leader here as far as pulling people out. Do you guys still want girls or do you want guys?
We don't want guys. We want 40-year-old girls.
There's a guy that's bald over there. Oh, no.
We're not interested
in
him.
Here comes someone who looks pissed.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me? Can I help you, madam?
Were you asking the girls about sexual things?
No!
You didn't ask them if they were lesbians?
That's not sexual.
That's not acceptable. They're 17, so... Would the ticket?
Oh, dear.
That is not right. Oh. What's your name?
Okay. Don't worry about it, ma'am. Don't worry about it. We're moving on.
Ask her about his farts.
Okay. Okay. Oh. Way to go, Danny.
I didn't do anything.
Way to go.
Mike was the one asking.
Way to go. Way to go.
See what you've done?
Way to go, Mike.
This is when we're at our best.
Way to go.
Way to go, Corby.
Told you to stay away from them.
What's next, Corby?
Okay.
So who was that?
Yeah, who was that? I don't know. I have no idea.
Does she work for somebody?
She had a Muse shirt on.
Oh.
Stupid bitch. Quit it.
Look how sheepish he looks.
I want to come back inside.
Okay, get in here. You're in trouble.
I want to shut the door, and I want to go inside, and I don't ever want to come out again.
Pull up the covers.
Because I got yelled at by a lady.
How old was she? 30?
Probably our age.
Were you asking those girls sexual questions?
Well, what's it to her? Is that the mom or something?
We didn't ask anything. I don't know. I don't know if it was the mom or not. But we didn't ask anything. And she said, like a virgin, and I said, does that describe you best?
Yeah. Didn't even ask her if she was a virgin.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And then they were very comfy with the lesbian talk, I thought.
Certainly seemed so.
I think they were very good about it.
We had an open discussion.
Yeah.
We had a nice open adult discussion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I hope so.
At least we can convince ourselves of this as we go to break, right?
I really hope so.
I'm going back upstairs. It's no fun
down
here.
No. You stay here.
I don't want to.
You stay right here and don't move. And you either. You.
I'm going home. You. I already won on the ticket.
Hey, John Radigan with...